what do you hope for America? Kind of a big question.
For America.
For America. And as you've got kids of an uncertain age, we won't mention, eventually we'll be out in the workforce. And what do you kind of hope for America in the next 5 or 10 years?
I'm pretty optimistic about America. I'm more optimistic than I was 3 years ago.
Really?
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, if I had to say that the difference in you from now and was 3 years ago that we got together is you've actually been able to address some of the things that worried you and see change happen.
Yeah, I think you get to participate in some things. And in general, the world changes, and in general, humanity gets a little bit more priority. Humanity itself just keeps making
progress.
That's
optimistic right there.
It's not like a line that's perfect. It's a bumpy line. But you can almost predict when there'll be world peace. I mean, some of the changes.
Can I use that as a headline?
There's a great book, The Better Angels of Our Nature.
Okay.
And that's a great read. And it's one of those things that makes you feel very positive because it begins basically at the dawn of civilization,
right,
and maps violence and war.
To what end?
Two world wars in our last century. There's never been a safer time, and there's never been a time where you've had more freedoms, and never been a time where you've enjoyed more quality of life by a thousandfold.
Right. Well, let's wrap up. You know, you've been on my show a couple times, and the buzz around, we've done that. This is your third time. So what we're doing now is games of skill and physical acuity.
We wrestle.
So actually, it's the thumb wrestle. So
okay.
We're going to thumb wrestle best of three, and whoever wins buys
the other
dinner.
All right, that's fine.
Can you
I'll do that.
Bring that.
The problem with
that'd be perfect.
The problem with thumb wrestling.
One of those stools.
Don't you feel like people cheat? So you've got a way to keep yourself from cheating? I mean, I won't cheat, but
I'll probably cheat. I don't know.
He's got a grip like a vice. I'm just saying right now. Like,
so it's one,
already.
Two, one, two, it's, three, four.
It's cold.
I declare a thumb war. All right, so one.
Wait a minute.
You go to the opposite side.
Let's what? Just like.
Just like tapping the gloves.
Yeah, you know, yeah, and, like a little of that. Yeah.
Clean fight with no cursing and no kicking in the balls. And
I just want to pet your thumb. Do you ever do that?
No. Woo! All right, we'll give you the one. All right, one to nothing. Let's do it.
I got in your head.
One, two. You got to do the thing.
All right, yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Challenge
you to
a thumb war.
Way. That's it. And, yeah. Then, and then you get the decoy and you just.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I got
put
the
it
grip.
In there.
All right. It's
nice,
been great.
Nice work. Sorry about
the
first one.
But you got to come to New York for me to buy again. How's that?
I'll do that.
All right.
I'll do that.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Buzz Bubble out. See you next time. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
That was fun.
Petting my thumb. I was just like...
That hasn't happened before.
No. That is certainly a first on the show.